When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, hello dear friends, good evening, such a beautiful, beautiful, quiet evening, and excuse me for the background surrounding noise, and let's have a cup of tea, and this tea is a different kind of tea. This is black tea. I will tell you the story of this black tea. And one day I have one friend mentioned that she likes the blue plate. And I was thinking today maybe we change a different plate. I have a couple more of this long, slender plate, which will be good for putting these teapots. This teapot is relatively wide, so my usual small plate is not big enough. So this is big enough, just perfect. And this bottom is also big bottom, is also large. Okay, so this is the tea tower. Okay, let's take a look at the tea. And today I decide how about we are full on. I choose because the color is relatively plain color, so the tea tower has more color. We will use, I think we need this one, and we will need something like it to grab the tea. Okay. This is not the right tea container, but you just get the idea. I will not use it so that the tea can free flow very much comfortable. Oh, you are not seeing it. Sorry for it. See? It's long and slender. I kind of can see how this tea is made just by the appearance of... I think I need to do this way. Yes. Just cannot. Okay. I hope I do not break it. So here is the tea. You can see this is the tea. Okay, anyway, I will make it simple just like this. And this one is from Yunnan province. Yunnan, it's called Dianhong. In Chinese, Dian is Yunnan, is a short form for Yunnan. In China, we have each province has its own short words. For example, Hebei is Ji, and Zhejiang is Zhe. 上海 is 沪, 北京 is 京, 天津 is 津, and we have a short form for it. And 四川 is 川, and etc. Shandong is 鲁, etc. It's a little bit like California. We use the postal code CA, right?And if Texas is TX, anyway, there is a short form for it. So, Dian is a short form for Yunnan. And Hong is red. And Chinese Hong Cha, translated into English, is becoming black tea, which is a kind of dark tea. But China, we from what I have learned,Usually, we do not say the word black tea. We say 红茶, red tea, but it's not red. It's a red color. It's, you get the idea. We word it as 红茶. And if Chinese say 黑茶, black tea, it's a particular kind of very black tea. And I have not yet tried.黑茶 So this is 云南滇红滇云南红 is red 云南 red or in the way to translate that in English speaking standard or in international standard it means 云南 black tea Do I make any senseOkay, so here is the tea, and a lot of time when we see Yunnan tea, it's a 茶砖, it's like a brick, it's compact, and this one is very loose and very free, so...I can almost see how it rolled. It's a long black tea leaf and rolled like this without too much twisting. And each leaf rolled like that and let it dry. You can feel it, right? It's not like a big, big pot of tea and then you stir fry, stirs. 煮一菜那个又一菜那个六四十八菜嘞 It's not like that. It's rolled and this is it. Now I will put black tea takes hot water. And I am not going to put bubbling hot water, but I will go to...bring it to boiling and then we will see. I think that is enough. And this is evening time. Red tea, black tea usually has caffeine and this for sure you can feel it. You can know that is fermented. But it's so loose.You can feel that the fermentation and the processing of the tea was not very, very much. See, its leaf still kept its shape. But I cannot make any judgment at this time. I will let the color and the taste tell. Okay, now I go get the water. Okay.The water is boiling. Now I put my tea here so that you can see exactly against the white background. This will be better. Okay, that should be sufficiently hot and sufficiently not too hot.I like my tea not too strong, so this is how I like my tea to be. and we can see it opening up. And this is a black tea, a very loose controlled. And usually what we drink black tea is actually like this. Cuckoo, cuckoo. I'm sorry, I need to take care of you. Okay, so, ooh, look at that tea. So this is usually the pu'er cha or hong cha where we see, and this tea is from Simao, a place. So this is usually like this. Next time we will drink this tea. It is the same tea, but it made it compact. Why do we do this? Why the old people do this? It's about tea trade. When you do a trading, and if the tea leaf break up, like flower tea, like this tea, it will break up and become small pieces. So it's not very convenient for transportation. And through practice and the practical method, practical practice, they figure out it's a good way to make into a break like this, very compact. So it's much easier for transportation. And this is kind of a new technology to make it into this small individual piece. This one will be good for a big pot like this, or 4 or 5 cup, those kind of pots. And usually the big one is like a big break. Each time you drink it, you break it up. Use a hammer to break it up. Maybe I should show you that. Cuckoo. Okay, so here I have some of this large one. I put into a plastic bag. And this is the old way of preserving it. Uh-oh. You can see here, it's a big pack of this. And some are very packed, so you break it up. Once you break the first piece, it becomes much easier. I remember many years ago, I visited Paris with my family, and every year we went there. And this year, we went to Place des Vosges. And it's one of the most romantic places I remember. And before our marriage, we went there. And my husband said, I want to show you Paris. And we walked for 7 hours. 7 hours here and there. And I think that time we end up at Place des Vosges. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful little jardin, little courtyard. It's very beautiful. You have to see it. Place des Vosges. I think it's a Place des Vosges. And then there was one time when I was a student in Paris. I just go to different classes, and there was one time I met one lady, and she used to be a journalist, and she was stunningly elegant, just so elegant, du charme, Elle est très élégante et charmante. And I forgot her name, Jane or Joan, I forgot her name. Anyway, she lived near there, around there. And there was one time she took me and we went through there, we went to her house. And that was the old time. We still can make friends. Now people just do not make friends. I went to her place and we passed the Place des Vosges, the corridors. And, oh, look at the tea. Oh, sorry, you should look at the tea. So there we passed one guy and he was singing like Moustaki, Jacques Moustaki, Georges Brassens, Moustaki. I forgot, Jacques Moustaki or Georges Moustaki. Okay. He was singing like Moustaki and so beautiful. And he had long beard, white hair, and play a guitar. And his voice was just like him also. Pendant je dormais, pendant que je dormais, pendant du. So that's about that place. So it has such a memory in my life of Place des Vosges. And she said, my friend, she said, every day I pass through there and listen to him, and just so beautiful. And later on, sometimes I took a class, and the La Sorbonne class was everywhere in Paris. So I passed by there several times, and each time I met that old gentleman singing, and just so beautiful. Many, many, many years has passed. We went back to Paris again. And the story, the old story, I met the old lady, my husband and me, at that time boyfriend and me, we walked there, was something like 25 years ago. And around 5 years ago or something, we went back there again. And I was looking for the singer, and I did not see. Yeah, must be too old. Oh. Yeah. Il y en a plus. Il n'a plus là. He was not there. And there are a restaurant and the people sitting there. And as we walk, we passed by one shop, tea shop, Dame Frère. And suddenly, oh, it brought back another story. 6 or 7 years ago, we went to Romania, and I think that was in I forgot the name of that Dracula Castle. Around that Dracula Castle, that area, there was one day we, or maybe Bucharest, around that place, on our way driving. We had dinner, and my husband said, maybe you want to have a cup of tea. I was thinking, oh, eating outside, already expensive. Why do I have a cup of tea? It's too expensive. No. Okay, I can skip it. And then he said, well, let me take a look at the tea. And then I ordered a tea, a green tea. And that person brought up the tea. Dame mon frère. This is the best French tea. And with Dame mon frère, the teapot, teacup, it's just beautiful, elegant. And suddenly, touching my heart, is a Chinese green tea, jasmine tea. Oh, so good. So, fast forward, 5 years ago, we went to this tea shop, Dame mon frère, and we just want to buy some tea and chat with that guy. And the person who make explanation, the person who cashier or sales person, oh my goodness, he knows everything. And he said something in accent, Chama Gudao. And immediately, that is a Chama Gudao, tea and horse, the old ancient tea road, Chinese road. In ancient China, there are, in ancient world, there are a few international route. One is a Silk Road. Another is in the ocean is a ceramic road or ceramic ocean route. And there is another one in the south of China is Cha Ma Gu Dao, is the tea transportation. They use a horse and a big barrel, big basket of tea, which is this kind of tea. And once he mentioned Cha Ma Gu Dao, I immediately know that I am coming to the right place. He knows about his tea. They got their tea from the Cha Ma Gu Dao, from that area, from Yunnan. Oh, it's so interesting. And in China, there are a lot of stories or a lot of movie about this Cha Ma Gu Dao. 什么山间林响马帮来, and I still remember it's because it's a minority Chinese, and they have their way of living, they have their cultural heritage, and very, very beautiful singing, dancing, a lot of beautiful folk songs. Okay, let's taste the tea. Oh, wow. It's very, very pure. I think the second steeping will be even better and will wash out some of the bitterness. It is bitter, but it's not raw bitter. It comes from black tea. Black tea is bitter, and it's not like green tea. It's you feel fresh. You feel that young freshness, and the black tea you feel the age. You feel the maturity. You feel the development, and this one does have that development in it. But because I didn't make it too strong, so it's it's not too bitter. There is some bitterness. It's beautiful. And it's a little bit rusty, a little bit... let me see if there is wood. And it's very mild. It's bitter and mild, how I explain it. Because it's internally very strong. This is a strong tea. But it has been aged. And it has been through time. And it has been tamed and natured through time. So... you feel something holding in the internal strength. I love it. Okay, so this is the tea. If you are interested, it's in my Etsy shop. And this long and slender appearance and... you may put some lemon or maybe even milk, but I would prefer not to put anything. I like tea to be pure. It is good by itself. Do not put too much. If you put too much of the tea, it becomes too strong. It's not enjoyable. For this stage, it's very enjoyable. And I will keep on boil some water and put in the water. Then it will be just perfect. And I am doing this video, so I do not drain it. If you drink it yourself, put into something, a drainer, so that it can be suspended. You can steep it 3 times, 4 times, even 5 times. With time, it will become more and more true to the leaf. The bitterness will be washed out. And I like tea because after, I like those kind of teas. I like several steepings because after that, it's like a sour leaf. Sweet and sour of the tea will start to come out. And it's very enjoyable. Anyway, that's about it. Next time, we will drink this tea. And Hong Cha, Chinese red tea. Because it's developed, so it's good for people who have a weak stomach. If you have a weak stomach, if you have a stomach problem, do not drink very strong tea, number one. Do not drink young tea, such as green tea, such as jasmine tea, because it's not yet natured. It's very much at the original or raw stage. So these kind of teas, black teas, yang wei, it enhance your stomach. It is helping your stomach. It's improving your stomach. Yang wei. Thank you very... Oh, gugu. Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Let's see Gugu here. Minou, Cuckoo. cuckoo.